skillet, yeah, that's pretty.
Electric skillet. How about, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in your neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
What do you refer to that as?
The laundry.
The laundry? Yeah, the would now what might other people just refer, you know, just the, what's it, is that what everybody calls it, the laundry? Or would you call it anything else?
You might say coin laundry or
how about in a house where you put your dirty clothes, a container with a lid on it?
It's a hamper.
Okay, now if it didn't have a lid, would it still be a hamper?
Then it would be a waste basket, wouldn't it?
What about waste? That'd be a basket.
Basket. Yes.
Well, you know. How about an electric appliance used for cleaning floors?
A vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Now, there's the vacuum cleaners. There's a canister type, you know. Then there's the other kind that's upright, and it has a an attachment. It has like a shaft, and it has an attachment on the back to collect the dirt. What do you call that?
Bag.
Okay. Do you have a full name for that?
Vacuum cleaner bag.
Okay. How about if you were going to mop a kitchen floor now, what kind of a bucket would you use?
A plastic bucket, pretty big.
Okay. Would you ever refer to it as anything else?
No.
Okay. You ever refer to that as a pail?
Yes. You could say pail.
Do you ever?
No, my mother does.
Okay. How about those machines that some people have for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash? What might they be called?
Trash mashers.
Okay. How about a can that's maybe 50 gallons, very large, garbage men use to pick up your trash? What do you call those? Well, you know, the thing is
barrels?
Okay, but like in your house, you know, like you take your trash from your waste baskets and you put them into what? Outside.
Oh, that's a garbage can.
Okay, and then behind some stores, there's these really huge green things that the stores use to put their stuff in. What do you call those?
That'd be like a dipsy dumpster.
Okay. Any other names you might have heard for that?
A dumpster or a bin.
Okay. If a person dies, where would they be taken to be prepared?
Taken to a mortuary.
Okay, and who would work there?
A mortician.
What's another name for him? You know, like an older name. You know, like what they used to call him.
A dead man killer?
Okay, you ever heard about it? In reference to being an
undertaker.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What would they carry the body in to take it to the burial site?
A casket.
Okay. And what would the casket be riding in?
In a hearse.
Okay. People smoke. And what do they smoke?
Usually meant pot, if it's a weed or reefer or something like that.
Weed is known for pot?
Yeah.
Okay, how about